There we go.
Oh my god.
I'm marketing.
It took me a minute, but I got there.
Yeah. All the thing, basically, the thing about Die is it's a deliberate design to make everyone writing strap lines or article titles have a fun time.
You know, if you want to research this book, you have to Google Die Kieran Gillen.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just checking.
Like all the subject lines in it, when we sent emails inside the team, it's like subject Die. But it's, that's why Die, I don't, the comic book Die, when I'm writing to retailers, instead, so they immediately don't think I'm trying to murder them. Right, the way Die normally works is I say it should run 2 to 4 sessions. That's the kind of the vibe. And like the first hour is, in fact, someone just told me they did like a nearly 3-hour version of Persona Generation. Persona Generation is basically the structure of the games as such where you sit around, you generate a social group. Like these are real world people doing real world things and real world issues, as in so where your life's gone wrong, where your life's gone right, yada yada. And you all used to basically know each other. And then you step away from the table, come back as the character you've just created, or the persona rather. Then we sit down and generate a role-playing game character each, in character. So we play a role-playing game as a role-playing game. Mm-hmm. Then, like as you might imagine, we'll get transported to a fantasy world at some point, and then we go home or not. That's kind of the structure. What I'm trying to do here is, like, there's a kind of built-in structure of the game, so it's kind of got a very narrow beginning and a very narrow end, and the middle blooms out enormously based upon the issues of the people in the room. That's kind of the whole thing, as in you get the issues and you fold that back into the world. What we're going to try to do here is, instead of like being the more free-form questions, I'm going to do some hard questions around the room, and they kind of build on top of each other to hopefully keep a structure, which, and since I know that structure, I've had it slightly more prep, so the situation we'll be able to go into is a little bit more defined.
Right.
Yeah. And the way I suspect it works is that since I've got the middle and the beginning and the end quite well formed, abstractly, if I wanted to run this longer, you could balloon the middle in a quite easily accessible way. And in fact, as we are, we're probably going to get a little bit. It's going to be sort of first scene, probably it's interstitial, then final scene, and then we can all go home. That's the rough structure. So I've told you more than I normally would before we start.
And the narrator goes, but they never went home.
We, thing about Die, it's very responsive to the players around the table in terms of like whether we go dark or light. Since we're recording it, I suspect it's going to lean lighter anyway. You know, also end of the carnival, a little bit like loopy. But at the same time, like, it definitely could go to almost anywhere the table wants. I haven't talked about lines and veils, but generally speaking, I don't want to go too hard, just because I'm not willing to. The X cards are on the table. Does everyone on the table know what an X card is? People recording probably don't, but X cards are basically, anyone touches an X card, we stop. And, you know, whatever just happened, we take a step back and find another way around it. It's not a thing to debate. It's just kind of like an emergency break, basically. Which is useful. Die can use themes of, as I said, these characters will probably be broken people. That's kind of the thing. As in, I quite encourage messy people. There is the potential for inter-party conflict. As in, you know, you are meant to be at each other's throats or not. That's the thing. It's like it's a social game as such. As in, it definitely could go there. So be warned that that is something that may turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. What we are is that's normally, there is a setting. What we are actually is a group of people working in the comic book industry. And we are basically...
I don't know if I can...
It's hard.
A little too close to home.
This is
from home over here.
Yeah. What we're going to do is basically... And this is the last night of San Diego. And we decided to gather around. And one of us is running a role-playing game for the other ones. We all used to work... Most of us used to work together. And we have shared history. And we're playing a game for some reason. I would say, okay, hands up. Who wants to be a writer? In the game.
Sick of that crap.
Hey, right.
Oh, do we want to do introductions? Or?
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, everyone go around the table and we'll do the voice introduction stuff.
Yeah.
So, Sean?
Sean Manning.
Sweet.
Cool.
I'm Jim Zub.
Amy Dallin.
Sam Blood.
Jody Hauser.
And I'm Kieran Gillen. And I'm currently taking pieces of paper to put in front of people, so they can write their character names on when we work them out.
Nice.
And put your role as well. Okay, you want to be a writer? Well done, Amy. Who wants to be a publisher? Someone jump on this grenade.
I'm just curious what the other ones are.
No. You get him in order, and you don't know what's the end of the list.
One on each side?
Just the right facing. Oh, you write on both sides if you want to remind yourself, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I'll be the publisher.
That's fine. As a general note about the structure is that I've designed this so basically the characters are utterly essential for the scenario come first.
Uh-huh.
And then the other ones are kind of additional. Like, if you've ever run a murder mystery, that's kind of the vibe.
All right.
Okay, who wants to be an artist? Oh, you've got paper. You got one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close to second. Do you have one?
Not yet. Not yet.
Right. Yeah. Who wants to be a fan?
Now you were wishing you'd.
It got fun.
If you want to try it, I'd be happy to be an artist.
Oh, no, I made my choice. I made my bet.
Okay.
I want to lie in it.
I'm going to be a fan.
Yes.
And that means you're a journalist, Sean. I was sort of dreading it. No, I wouldn't say dreading going that way, but it was that kind of like, I think there's a fair chance Sean might be quiet.
I have two of these.
Maybe that one's mine then. Oh, sorry to say, and I'm an editor.
Right.
So yes, I am the bad guy.
Nice.
Just write editor at the bottom, or whatever your job is.
Yeah.
If the second you know what your character's name and the pronouns are, just write them on the thing as well. Mm. As in, you know, this is deliberately very freeform. Okay.
No, I have to be so careful not
to
do a straight like version of someone I know. He's like, No straight
versions whatsoever.
No.
This is very much
direct
like,
version.
This is like, this could go very bad or very right.
Right.
Both may happen at the same time.
I believe I volunteered for writing. What am I thinking?
Yes. Okay, look, just take a second and just breathe and think, okay, just think of who you could be, like the sort of like person you may, and that, you know, it's going to find yourself, just breathe and think writer and artist and fan and that stuff. Okay, writer. You're creator of a very popular comics character.
I'm not the writer.
Amy. You're the, Jim's up, I'm not the writer.
I'm not a writer. What are you talking about?
Amy, you're the creator of a very popular comics character. Well done. Do you want to give the elevator pitch for what this comic character is? Like, ideally with a name, you can keep it incredibly broad. Like, Mr. Biff, the superhero cow, would be suitable. But, like, whatever genre, you have enormous power here in this moment, writer.
Oh, great. I'm so glad I picked the decisive one. I created... okay. We have an hour. The Chronicle.
Ooh, that's good.
That is really weird. It's fine.
I like
that.
The Chronicle. So that's like, it's a fantasy comic sort of thing?
It's a fantasy comic with a time travel element.
Oh, that's good. Time travel fantasy.
Yep.
So Doctor Who with broadswords.
Maybe a little.
Nice.
Yeah. Great.
Time travel stories.
Let's get to Eric Stevenson right now. I would pitch this comic. Okay. Publisher. Yeah. You're the publisher of The Chronicle.
I am.
What's the name of your company?
My company is called Tribune Press, and I'm Max Tribune.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that. And how come you have the rights to The Chronicle and not the art writer?
My family has basically gave me money to try and start my own business with, and I negotiated a very difficult contract with our writer and artist, if they have any rights.
Yep.
And basically, I'm very pleased at its success, but also hold it very tightly.
Right.
And want to make sure that the IP stays pure for our investors, by which I mean me.
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
So, publishers, my interest, why comics anyway? You know, why did you choose to get into comics?
What I tell the public is that comics are the perfect vehicle for both a visual and a narrative function on a tight, focused creative team that knows what it wants and doesn't want to have impurities injected into the process.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That sounds convincing to me.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah, yeah. Writer, what's your greatest strength as a writer?
With decisive action.
I'm sorry, that was awesome.
My greatest strength as a writer is little side characters people fall in love with.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I love that. Writer, sorry, publisher, what's the writer's greatest weakness they just can't admit?
Say it again.
What's the writer's greatest weakness they can't admit?
Oh, it's got to be schedule.
Yeah.
They're just struggling. They've been struggling with actually getting the book out on time, and I am deeply concerned about, where we're at.
That's great. I get that. You know, slow but good at side characters. I used to be an editor at Tribune, and I worked on the Chronicle. Why did you fire me?
Because I couldn't blame the deadline stuff on our creative team.
I love that.
So I had to blame it on you. So what's your character's name?
I haven't got a name yet. I'll work that out in a second. But I love that. That is genuinely beautiful. Why are we still friends socially, though?
We've actually known each other for a long, long time. Ideally, all of us are kind of either childhood friends or known each other since we were teenagers.
At least we are.
Yeah. And so, I don't know you, but I did give you a bit of not a severance, but sort of gave you some money on the way out and just said, well, maybe things can come back around later on. I need to throw someone to the wolves, and
So I know it's kind of, I was a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
I get that. That's cool. I love
that. Do I know that?
Maybe you don't. But we can work this out. We play to find out, to quote it.
Right.
Where are we going? Let's assume you don't know that, actually.
Okay.
Or unless you really feel strongly you want to.
Did you know that you were the sacrificial lamb, or that you were saying it might come back around?
Sacrificial lamb.
Okay.
What's the worst thing about working with me? In the game.
Oh, this is going to be
all the way through dying. It's always you just say in the game in constantly.
The meta has gone meta.
Yeah, where's your life gone wrong?
Yeah.
In the game.
In the game.
The worst thing about working with you was becoming increasingly convinced that you actually hated me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. No, I know you're about to get me fired, I guess. That's a great artist.
Who's artist?
Hey.
Yeah.
Artist, you're the co-creator of the Chronicle. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Immediately don't have the rights, but still, good for you. Why did you quit working on the Chronicle? And why? Sorry, when and why did you start? Quit working on the Chronicle. Wow, words.
Whoa, try that one again.
Word be hard.
I couldn't keep up with trying to make up the schedule.
Oh, it's just too much so it was an RSI thing as well, or?
I started having problems. I still do. It's really hard to get interiors anymore.
Yeah, this is actually the next thing I was about to ask. The next question is, when did your art start getting worse? So that's,
Not when my hand started hurting, but when I found out that it couldn't be fixed.
Oh, wow.
Do we know about that?
Do you want it to be public or not?
Yes.
Okay, everyone knows. Because the next question is,
I horribly want people not to.
Have you come back for another run? Because you're now back on the book. You're just back on the book now.
We worked it out.
I need this.
I need this. Writer. The Chronicle's your big hit, your only big hit. Why?
I would say it's because I have a bunch of other ideas, but you were the only editor who ever got me through all of these stages necessary to get the book into existence.
So it's not that you've ever failed, it's just you've never actually gone and done anything else.
I've had a bunch of look forward to an announcement and then nothing.
That's right, yeah. Oh yeah, I was actually about to name a company, let's not do that.
Wow.
Oh dear.
I just want this to be carefully edited with beeps.
Yeah.
Man, that's just like when, just...
I was about to say, am I kind of be Tony Tribune? So I'm literally a brother or something.
Oh, if you want. Younger, older.
Yo, it's got to be younger.
Well, dynamics can be either, yeah, right? It could be fascinating.
I'll be older, actually. That's funnier. Not funnier, the wrong word, but I'll be your older brother.
Yeah, older brother, but I've got the power because you were responsible enough to handle it.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is awful. This is going dark. Fan. You're an enormous fan of the Chronicle.
Yes.
But, you know, you're still a fan. Why are professionals called to hang with you?
I think I actually started one of the bigger fan communities online. I actually started a Twitter account for one of those beloved side characters, and it was really funny. Mm. So, you know, you kind of reached out to me, I think. And
the answer is lucrative.
And they thanked me for the free marketing. And I was just so excited. Oh, my gosh, she's talking to me. She knows who I am. So.
No, you are the classic big name fan and the community big. I love that.
Yeah, but I try to use my power for good.
Yeah. You want to work in the industry, in the comic industry. What job do you want to do?
I mean, I want to be just like my favorite writer someday.
Okay. Amy.
The artist doesn't exist.
Oh, God. Sorry, I missed that.
No,
the artist doesn't exist. Yeah, it's right. Just the writer.
Yeah. It's
what's your name?
Oh, my name is Julie Mayfair.
Oh, that's great.
Julie Mayfair.
So so much. If anyone wants any more paper, you can have all the notes in the world. Okay, Amy, does Julie have any talent whatsoever?
Yes.
That's very sweet.
She had to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. How's the power play? Have it like fan. Has Amy got a name? No. Has the writer's new run with Kiri. Why is it not as good as the old stuff?
Well, first of all, it's just taking way too long to come out.
Bam!
You know? And it just kind of has me worried that maybe, like, neither of them really care about the book anymore, and that's a bummer, because so much of us still really, really do.
Man, this is the most depressing game in the world. It's literally doing a story about deadline slippage.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally here and not rewriting an issue right now.
Yeah. This is a bit too real. Journalist. What sort of site do you work for?
What's that? Theo's Comic Box.
Theo's Comic Box.
That's right. For you to say, like, squeezing cool.
Why have you been invited to hang out with this bunch of from the company of the Tribune?
I won a contest.
Oh my god, you're that level of journalist.
You won a bigger deal.
You want to hang a contest winner. Brilliant. Publisher, why do you hold a grudge against Sophia?
You are the same person that leaked about her injury.
There. Both of us. Mm-hmm. All three of us, probably.
Right, sorry.
I'm going to say, writer, though, why do you sneakily respect this journalist?
Why do I sneakily respect you, even though you leaked their injury? Because I hate that you did that, but like 2 years ago, you got someone really bad out of the business. And I'm still kind of grateful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's like, and over to Fan. Mm-hmm. Why have you leaked rumors to the journalist? Is literally the question on the list, which is worryingly tying into the structure of this story.
Well, I mean, I just sort of found out talking to the writer about the hand thing. And I thought it was really bad that there were other fans who were, like, you know, criticizing the art without knowing what was going on. And I thought, like, it would be helpful to get that story out there so people would know what was really going on, you know?
Okay. And journalist, why do you think the writer is just bad?
I mean, I just feel like there's nothing there. It's just, like, flat, you know, there's, like, just a million... It's like
Sully's side characters.
It's like, I can't keep them all straight. It's
the
like, who even are all of these side characters? I just want, you know, get to the point, you know, I might be more interested in your main characters if, you know, there wasn't, like, all of this, you know, scurrying about, you know? It's just that it just falls flat. It's just kind of weak.
It has nothing to do with the editor leaving.
leaving? Okay, and all the way around the table, who is your hero figure? So if you'd like to choose anyone in the world, could be in comics, could be elsewhere, who would you say your hero figure is?
Oh.
And it's worth knowing, honestly, what's your hero? Not just what we'd say in an interview.
like this, what, who Max Tribune
is? Yeah.
He thinks Orson Welles is the smartest, most brilliant person who has ever lived.
That's great.
Margaret Atwood.
That's great.
E. Joe Trimble.
I'm curious, yours.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence?
Wow. It's got bleak.
Kirby.
Kirby, oh wow.
Nice.
Who could mine be? I'm going to say Alan Moore.
No, no, in the game.
I just don't want to reach too hard. And okay, something over here. Why do you think the TV show or the Chronicle didn't happen?
I think it's just something mainstream audiences aren't smart enough to get. I mean, there's just so much twisting and turning with the plot, and there's so many people to follow, and like...
At least side characters.
Sure.
Damn side characters.
Sure, maybe Game of Thrones, like, kind of pulled it off, but I feel like maybe they dumbed that down, too, and honestly, I'd rather a TV show never happen than be done badly, you know? It would just be heartbreaking.
Why does Kimmy think the TV show didn't happen, son?
Because... the rights holder didn't really want a deal to happen.
Amy, why do you think? Why does the writer think the TV show didn't happen?
I don't know. What happens in Hollywood? It seemed like it was definitely going to happen, and then they just stopped calling, and I just have no idea.
Max, why does Max Tribune think the TV show didn't happen?
I know exactly why.
I'm sure you do.
It's because I wouldn't give up the merchandising rights.
Cold. And why does Theo think the rights? Why does Theo think the TV show rights didn't happen? TV show didn't happen.
I had heard talk about the merchandising rights, but I haven't been able to confirm that. But I've been telling everybody that anyway.
Mm. Cool. That's great. Like that, I think that gives us enough to be going on. So I think you've all got a sense of who you are and what an awful world we live in.
Yes.
Lainey, Kiri, Julie Mayfair, Max Tribune, Theo, and Tony. I was like, everyone, take a second and just like lean back from the table. I'm going to walk away, and when we come back, all just look down. And when you come back to the table, just be in character. And the assumption is we've just walked out of San Diego, and we're sort of like we've got together for a game in a spare room we're probably not meant to be in. So we step away. Oh my god, this con. I am basically made of sweat.
It's all over now.
Yeah, it's all over, thankfully.
I can't wait till next year.
Yeah.
Planning starts now. You know how it is.
Sorry, I'm late.
No, no, don't worry, we're used to that.
You so. Good?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're good, we're all... We're good.
So glad you could join
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thanks. You mind if I record this? It's just...
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
I know,
it.
I want That's... proof I was even, like, in this room, so, yeah.
Hey, good to see you again.
It's so good to see you. Are you...
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
How's everyone's call?
It was great. I mean, I spent, like... 3 whole days in the Hall H line just to, you know, to get into the Marvel Studios panel. It was totally worth it. I got my write-ups. Yeah. I'm happy with my weekend.
Yeah. Just did a lot of meetings. Like, you know, yeah. I'm only really, like, I've just finished doing that small book run, so like, there's not much editing work going around.
It's going well?
It's hard. There's not a lot of money in freelance editing now anymore, really.
Mm.
I got pictures from the Crossplay Chronicle meetup. I'll send them to you. I won't forget.
Yeah.
Do you, how many people do you think were at the meetup?
Oh, geez. I mean, probably like between 20 and 30. I mean, there was a lot. And they were like really good costumes.
Yeah, last year there was squishes. More.
You're so sweet.
I like someone dressed up as Jams, and they love my Twitter account. So that was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, okay. Thanks for everyone just like amusing me on this, in this kind of, it's just something we wanted to try for a while. Like, do you remember back in the 90s? Like, there was this this weird kind of story about some kids were playing a D&D game or something like that, some knockoff D&D game, and they just disappeared for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was weird.
Oh, I thought that was just, like, a made-up internet.
Yeah, I thought as well, but, like, I found it, there's been kind of knockoff copies of the game going around, you know, and, like, I kind of got hold of one. And
was it here?
I have a copy of the game.
What?
So did you buy that off eBay or what?
Yeah, I got it off eBay.
Wait, is it a knockoff of a knockoff?
Yeah. Honestly, it's the sort of thing, it's probably just some person who's like, you know, because it's an urban myth, so someone makes a game of an urban myth. It's probably like that. I've read it, it's kind of interesting and cool. Like,
I'm just a little...
cool.
Please tell me you did not pay a lot of money for this.
I don't have a lot of money to pay for anything.
I was going
to
say, right?
Bro.
I know, I just... I get the idea of indulgence, and you're at a convention, and you get swept up in the... I mean, it's all good for all of us, the emotional gets swept up in the thing. I just... You bought a... Okay.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, killing time before traffic, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I couldn't get a train to get to, like, almost midnight anyway, so...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. Very exciting.
Is that all there is?
Yeah. There's some rules which I've read, but I thought like printing them out just felt, you know, really kind of weird. Anyway. Right, Max.
A long time.
Yeah.
This is the only D10 in the entire game.
They should probably have put more in there.
Yeah. But no, this is the only D10 in the game.
Okay.
And it's yours. Sure, it's Neo.
Thanks.
Laney, this is the only D12 in the game. Like, there's no others. This one is yours. Enjoy it, Godbinder.
Sounds so cool. Okay.
They're really extra
with these. It's pretty golf. This is the only D8 in the game. Kiri, there's none other like it. This is just yours, Emotion Knight.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
This is the only D4 in the game, Theo. There's no other D4 like this. You know, this is the only one in the entire system. It's yours. Enjoy it, Dictator.
Excellent.
Dictator?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a normal D6. There's plenty of them like it. There's nothing special about this D6 whatsoever. Enjoy it, fool.
Ouch. I can leave if you want me to...
It's just the rules. It's okay. Just the rules.
Harsh.
And this is the D20. I'm the master. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, you did pay for the game. I guess you get to be in charge.
Okay, but no more being mean
to you. No. This is just the game. Hmm. Right. This is kind of like... Of course, I get a character as well. That's one of the weird things about the game. So we'll get to generate our sheets together.
Hold on. So it's a game where you get to play and be in charge?
Yeah. It's a weird thing off eBay, boss. What?
It's...
I guess you've had more time with the rules.
Yes. Anyway, it's probably a good idea to get an idea of what everyone else is. Like, starting to the right, just read a little bit of the paragraph of text. In fact, let me go first.
Sure.
You go first.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Awesome. Yeah. You read a sad story, you... cry. Do you think that's sinister, as if someone has taken over your emotions? Of course not. That's just what art is. Anyone who's ever met a dictator would agree. By performing, they alter other people's emotional states. Dictators play people like a musician plays a harp. They can pluck the strings. They can snap them. In D&D terms, they are like bards, if everyone was fucking petrified of bards. All right.
So I'm called the Neo. Adventurers' lust for gold makes them all thieves, which makes the prejudice against rogues a little odd. They all do it, but everyone knows why people are suspicious about Neo. The Neo's magical technology needs to be activated by fair gold every day. It disappears each dawn. If they can't find enough, then all their gifts means nothing. They chase it, some practically, some obsessively, most selfishly. Adventurers all want gold, but only Neo need it.
Ooh. Lainey?
All right. I am the Godbinder.
God.
You don't believe in gods. I mean, they exist, obviously. You owe the Fire God for that time he burned that fortress, and you've got that favor from the God of the Wild when you saved her rainforest. But believe? That's a strong word. Really, no. You don't really believe in gods. You believe in tools. Useful tools. The Godbinder is the D&D cleric as demonologist.
Kimmy?
Alright, so I guess D8 means I'm playing the knight?
Yes.
These eight orders of knights are the world's greatest warriors, each devoted to a single emotion. Whether it be love, hate, or fear. If they feel it, they can use it to fuel the power of their sentient arcane weapons. When consumed by their sacred sensation, they are incomparable warriors capable of miraculous feats. Nothing can stand against their blades. Armies, mountains, even ideas, they can defeat anything except the passion which drives them.
All right.
Okay.
It's pretty intense.
Julie?
Always look on the bright side of life, and then it says that three more times. And if I don't, things will be worse. Fools rush in, and their friends have to deal with the consequences.
And I'm the master. Who rules? The master is the magic user as a reality manipulator. Sometimes we change the laws of physics. Sometimes we change the laws of probability. Sometimes we change the laws of the game. The rules rule, and you rule the rules. Scribes. Right, we're going to quickly go through the sheets and you sort of generate these characters. Basically, you write your actual name at the top here. It's probably easier. Next to statistics, I don't know how many of you played like D&D, but these are kind of the standard six D&D statistics. You've got like, and you put numbers in, there's two fours, two threes, and two twos. There's like underlined numbers, which are kind of the traditional most important ones. And there's some like words beneath to explain what they get. I might say, ask me, because I will generally try to help you. You know, as editor, you know, I've helped all of you, at least some of you, through many difficult times. So like come to me, it's like, you know, that kind of like when a deadline is, it's better to know if you're going to miss the deadline early, so you make plans. It's like, you know, just come to me as early as possible if you need help.
Yeah. Oh, it's like if you're like having lunch with a friend and you find out you can't, then you like call as soon as you know, sort of, like, right?
Great, Julie.
Yeah. So, oh cool, now I'm a comics creator, yay. I know.
You're now behind the curtain, right?
Oh, boy.
So, for example, I'm just going to follow what it says. So, wisdom and intelligence, my both. I'm going to put my fours in there. Then I'm going to put two in dexterity and strength and three in constitution and charisma.
I mean, I feel like if it's the full, like, the wisdom and intelligence should be, like, not the best ones, right?
Or... So, no, two, it's like, in terms of the rules, like, two's apparently pretty good. Like, most humans are two. Olympic athletes might be three. And, you know, that gives you an implication what four is.
Oh my gosh,
all right,
cool.
That's cool.
All right, so I'm a knight, so I probably need to be like super strong and stuff.
Yeah. Go along with wisdom and charisma fours, that sounds about right. Yes.
Mine says constitution and wisdom recommended, so I'm doing those, and then you know, some intelligence, the go in the middle there. Not much strength, not much charisma.
Cool. Yeah, I'll follow the underline. So my fours are dexterity and intelligence, strength and wisdom three, constitution. No, I don't know. No, I'm gonna move that.
Yeah, that's what I was like. You can change it any time. Basically, it's not like you're gonna be married to these.
All right, I'm gonna put the three in charisma.
Max, have you done this before?
What, this one? I mean, we used to play, you know, D&D when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you're a few years younger, so it's, you know, it's not as...
I was younger, but
Not too young, I mean...
It was a good way for us to communicate.
Yeah.
Is it going to be really hard if you haven't done it before?
I don't know, I'm sure you'll patch up. I mean, you know, you were the artist of the Chronicle, you get a lot of these tropes. Like, you know...
I mean, some of it's more like, you know... book stuff and
are the artist of the Chronicle.
Right, next bit is section is the equipment. And you have a number of checkboxes. So some things you just have.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And, and it's often just pick one of those checkboxes to get what sort of vibe. I don't have any options at all, so I'm going to have a quarterstaff and some robes, which is nice of me. So like, just that's an option you kind of like.
Yeah, I'm going to have like two daggers, one in each hand. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And then, there's pistols in this game?
There is if you pick them.
That's weird. I don't know if I like that or not. It's kind of like, yeah, all right, why not? I mean, it doesn't have to be D&D, so.
I really just watch people play games like this on the internet, so I don't know.
People actually do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Watching people play games.
Yeah. Or listen to audio. No. That's weird.
I mean,
if you listen to audio, you couldn't see what they were doing, though. That would be weird, you know.
Well, but you can do that kind of thing while you're drawing. Having something in the background.
That would be good,
instead of music. Yeah. I have a couple friends who do.
Yeah, I do. I listen to stuff like that when I'm driving and stuff, because, I don't know, it's stories, right?
Yeah. If I'm going to make these choices, do we know a lot about the world? Like, is it like a high fantasy thing?
Apparently there's pistols.
As far as I understand, it's like, there's a lot of the choices that end up defining what the world is. You know, like, if you want to play a game with pistols in, pick something with pistols. If you don't, maybe there aren't pistols. You know, I think that's kind of the way they think.
And how much time do we have for this?
I would just... I'm going to set a hard deadline of 5 seconds now. So, just pick the first one that appeals to you.
Yeah. It's just a game.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the dagger and the ranged weapon, which may or may not be a pistol.
Oh, cool.
Holy warrior. Two-handed hammer.
Brief. I'm going to break character for a second. I want to applaud that Amy so hard. And like, okay. Then back into character. Okay, everyone's an equipment pick?
Yeah.
Next bit is the look, which is just your kind of vibe. I'm allowed to have weird robes or my own idea. I'm going to go weird robes, because I...
That does not surprise me.
I think that kind of like, you know, there's a picture of a dude here who's got like weird robes, so I like it. Looks pretty good. I'm into weird robes.
A long cloak balanced between elegantly waisted and scruffy.
I'm getting nice gladiator gear, all skin, spikes, and black leather. I'm going to just like do the whole like Mad Max kind of thing.
How many characters in gladiator gear with spikes am I allowed to put in the next?
That's a lot of detailing.
I was about to say, spikes are hard. Can there just be one spike? Oh, sorry, it's not my job anymore.
If it's leather, though, then I wouldn't have to do all the reflections.
Don't get too tightly inspired, otherwise someone will come back and say that we copied them, and then it'll just be a legal hassle.
We're not even sure this is a real game.
Well, I mean, it's a real game. He bought it off eBay, used his money.
Yeah.
Has everyone chose that look?
I'm going to go spectacular evening wear. I mean, that's basically me anyway.
Yeah. Nice.
Sweet.
Billowing black cloak, sinister scarlet eyes.
Yeah. Well, and what are you going to wear in the game?
Oh, well, you know.
Sorry, Max.
It's all fine.
Heavy metal holy crusader.
Nice.
That's cool.
You should have seen. Super cool. You should have seen the DreamWorks party. I was pretty decked out, I gotta tell you. I got a new suit, looked really fine.
Was it noisy?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy, but here's the thing. Like, you gotta dress up, they expect a certain level, right? So I go there, I want to show off what we're capable of, make sure that they know that we're back in business, that this book is on time, and it's a hit, and we are ready to, you know, Get ourselves out there. Get a media deal.
We're not ready to announce anything yet.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Oh,
it's always talk.
No, it's right. Right. Okay.
Next bit is just all the rest of these are basically derived from the stuff above. So like it says, God is whatever your dexterity is.
Okay.
Health is whatever your constitution is. Defense is whatever it says in your equipment. What your defense is, and your willpower is twice your wisdom. Which is great. Now the game gets weird. Like,
oh, not like it was.
Yeah. The second sheet is where you actually make specific. This is normally about really special stuff about your character.
Okay. One confused. Sorry, there's a defense, and it's.
It's separate. Defined by your character. It'll be under your equipment. It'll say.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Cool. basically, on the second sheet, this is much more your character stuff. So, like, I believe there's a more complicated version, which has slightly more choices, but this is slightly the stripped-down version, because, you know, it's Sunday night in San Diego, and who can be bothered, right? So, basically, you end up sort of choosing your options here. I can go around and help you.
Oh.
I get something called cheating, which is interesting. And I get to choose some rule. I'm going to choose the rule of evil, because if I'm going to be like, you know, I'm called the master, I might as well commit.
Sure.
It says that you have to write on the... Is that okay? Okay. Yeah. Oh, is that why I didn't get, like, the fancy...
I'm just following the rules.
Okay.
This is good.
You're writing on the die?
Yeah, it says choose... Or am I not supposed to...
I mean, you can say it, yeah. Honestly, I've never played this before, so I don't make sense of it.
I get to, like, choose a side and write a symbol, and if I roll it, I get to... It does, like, a thing.
Oh, neat. Yeah. This arm a foe, knock a foe over, inspire all allies, get advantage the next round. But if I do inspire all allies, that helps you guys, right?
Well, you're not on the same side, you know, all together. It's like being on a team.
So that's better because it helps everyone, right?
It's like, at the moment, it's like you were, I believe in the full game, you get to choose, like, different bits of gods. In this one, you just kind of just choose one, and you get all the powers beneath it.
Voice. Well, I...
Voice?
I have something called voice. When I control emotions, I merely speak commands aloud, but people know why. People know because I have this tell. I don't think it can be a loud demonic voice. But
basically, like, I believe that, like, the dictator basically gets to control people when they do their magical performance, but you can tell, so it's automatically, like, they can't do it secretly, basically.
Right, because, I mean, like, it said it was, like, bards, and those those are their performer ones.
Yeah, it's like kind of like it's a horror take on the bard, the idea.
I think I'm going to go to the back. Okay. I'll be right back, though. Cool. Don't start without me.
We definitely won't.
Yeah. I'll be right back. You don't have to run, it's okay.
She's sweet.
Mm. Oh, she's like, she did a lot of really good articles. You know, there's a lot of good coverage, a lot of positive coverage.
Yeah. You still keeping track?
I mean, like, it's hard to look. I mean, like, you try not to, but occasionally, like, you know, that ego surf. Occasionally, a Google alert turns up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but you're doing really well, right?
Yeah. You know, keep on keeping on. It's, you know, it's like, you know, it's business, eh? Comics will break your heart.
That's why we're trying to build something that'll last, because then, you know, kind of defy the odds, right?
Yeah. So, are you okay with your options, Neo?
Yeah. It's weird. I keep trying to track it back to the game, you know, you and I used to play.
Yeah.
It's very different. That's cool. That's cool. I'm going to upgrade my gun.
Well, yeah. What was the character we used to play? What was the character in the game? Sorry, my mind's gone. What was it? What did you play?
You don't remember?
Oh, man, come on. It's been a long time.
Silver Star.
Of course. Oh, man, Silver Star, the time we had
He was a paladin. He was really good.
This is so hard to picture.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
So he was so straight down the line. You know?
Well, but that's because you told me... Okay, look. I played... I was going to play a fighter, but then the paladin was better. And you said you wouldn't let me play a paladin unless I was really, really good. So And you said... You told me that I couldn't be, that I would never be good enough. And so I said, I will show you, and I was. I played for 2 years, and I was the best. I was lawful good. Yeah. Always lawful good.
I'm not sure if you're just doing it for a reward, it counts as lawful good, though. You know, this might be a bit too philosophical, but...
What do you mean?
You know, you wanted, like, the lay on hands powers and stuff.
No, but lawful means you follow the law. Yeah. And that's what I always did. I save people... Sorry. I tithe 10%, just like it says you're supposed to, and I did the prayers and the kebabs and whatever you said.
Kebabs?
Yeah.
The things.
We're talking about, like, the old D&D, the game. He used to play a paladin called Silver Star. He was a very good little boy.
I was the best.
Cool. Have you picked your ability, like, powers?
Yeah, just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I get the blade and the some sort of stealth thing, cool. Sneaky thing, and a gun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kiri, what have you got? Which emotion you picked?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Give them a sec.
We'll come back to that. What was about your god, Lainey?
Thorn, the god of the wild.
Mm. Isn't that name of a character in, like, is that one of the minor characters I remember? Like, someone been there?
Yeah, maybe.
What is the name?
Thorn, the one who dies in issue 3. I still, like, hope you'll, like, manage to find a way to, like, sneak her back sometime, because she's so cool.
Oh, man. I did like her. She was good. Anyway, I think, so everyone's basically done the character sheet.
Like, we don't have character names.
Oh, yeah, you would use your real name. Oh. Like, just fill it in there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I don't write the rules.
So my character's called Max?
Max is a good hero name.
I mean, sure.
It's Bev and Tony.
All right, I'll get you there. All right.
I feel like Kiri's, like, not really, like, a knight name.
Kiri's a great knight name.
Kiri, it's like...
I'm not mad at it. It's just, like, maybe I could be, like, Kiri, you know? I don't know.
Itchy the Killer. That's, you know, the Kiri, Kiri.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's very black.
Because you, like, kill it on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a dictator named Theo?
That's right.
That's a real power name there.
All right,
Lord Theo.
Lord Theo.
I think everyone's kind of got the vibe, yeah?
What's wrong with Lord Theo?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, this is the... Okay, this is where it gets weird. Now, what I want to do is, like, take their die and hold it out like this.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, shut your eyes.
For real?
For real.
Come on, man.
Come on. Play the game.
Fine.
Play the game. Shut your eyes and slowly lower the dice to the table. Release the dice. Move the hand back to your way. Breathe deeply. And open your eyes. Everything's changed. It's weird because we're still sitting in the same room. But all the colours have faded out. It's as if we're kind of this weird bleached photograph universe. The tables are kind of... How do I phrase this? This doesn't really look like it's made of cotton anymore, the tablecloth. It's something a little bit more like leather, and you're not quite sure what the animal is. Sitting in front of you on the table where you left your dice, the dice sits there. Oh, I say sit, it's not actually sitting. It floats a clear 6 inches above the table, pulsing with a cheerfully eldritchian energy. Tony... He's the first one to actually come around. He looks, trust me, this is going to be brilliant. He reaches out, picks up the dice. There's a flash of light. The dice is sealed with his hand, and he's transformed. He's like about, he's 6'6", and covered in robes. You can see these dark red eyes glowing inside there. He smiles and says, I'll see you in Hall H. And he suddenly, there's a flash of a light beyond human experience, and he's gone. Everything's quiet. Perhaps, you know, typically, almost too quiet. What do you do?
Oh my gosh, is this like a viral, like, promotion thing?
We still look like ourselves. So
at the moment, yes. The dice spin on the table in front of you.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool, you guys. How are you doing this?
There's a sound you can sort of hear. It's like from down the corridor. It's like a tap, tap, tap. It sounds like, you can't quite work out what it sounds like, actually.
So the dice floating in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
This is some kind of bullshit. I'm just going to reach out and grab it.
Okay, there's a sudden flash of light again, and you feel a sharp pain, which suddenly has disappeared. It doesn't really disappear. It's just that you kind of like you can take it.
Yeah,
you know it's worse. Suddenly, what do you look like?
Oh, like the
character? Tell me what you look like. Yeah.
So I have hilariously a set of dark, billowing black cloak. I have sinister scarlet eyes. But then my actual outfit is also covered in these sort of strange weaving silver patterns along my armor. I have cross daggers on my belt and this old, almost musket-like pistol on my back.
Sweet. And there's the cloak's billowing. There's no wind, but it's billowing anyway. It looks absolutely great. The tapping is getting closer. And you sort of realize, you recognize that tapping. You especially do, Lainey. Oh, it's like typewriter keys. okay, Julie, you're transformed. What do you look like?
Long cloak balanced between elegantly wasted and scruffy. Yeah. So I have a cloak.
That's true. But you're kind of like, it's like, you're definitely not like this. This immediately, if you walked in the room together, that would be, oh, that's the person you would shoot. But you look pretty cool in that kind of like most interesting person at the bar kind of way.
I look like the most together kid in the neighborhood LARP.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
the most together kid at the neighborhood LARP. That's a good descriptor.
So
go look at what is making that tapping noise. I'll be right back.
You sort of creep across the room, and you're about halfway from the room, when the tapping gets louder and sliding around a door is, it's really hard to describe, it's big, it's like an enormous, let's cut away from a second, you know that writer you destroy, you know that writer who you kind of exposed, like, do you want to give me, like, not without going too much details, what were they like?
I only talked to them that one time, and they seem like a really nice guy, but I had to write the thing. I can't just let just really shitty storytelling go, and so I oh my god, I wrote something. It wasn't even true. I had to make sure that they were just gone.
Okay. And what did he look like, Lainey?
Long black ponytail.
Okay. Cool. That's enough for me to not know. Okay. It bursts in. Well, basically, it looks like, just like the right, like an obsidian statue of him. Not eyes are gone entirely. Black ponytail that is actually, you suddenly realise, it turns to a snake halfway down his back, curling behind him. His legs are basically a series of typewriters tied together, which moves like a millipede across the floor.
Oh, what the fuck?
And it's like, and he just starts screeching, lies. And
he's
like, okay. Immediately, there's a flash of light. What do you look like now?
Heavy metal holy crusader. I'm covered in armor. No spikes, but the plates coming off of each side.
You're properly heroic. That's a fantastic moment. Is anyone else doing anything?
He looks so cool.
Okay, you run back across the room. Kiri does, jumping on the table towards her, their dice.
Yeah.
I can't be a part of this.
I'm grabbing.
There's a flash of light.
I can't be a part of this.
What do you look like?
Bigger, swoller.
Swoller is the fun.
Swole playing game.
Always.
Oh no, I have made the mistake of putting the two most punny people in the same room.
You bring people together, it's what you do.
I hear you say that, and I want to slam your hand onto your die. You need to be a part of this.
Actually, you slam it in for a second. We'll pick it up for a second. Finish describing yourself, and we'll pick up that in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the gladiator gear. Looking a little bit like the guy at the front of the Skyrim poster.
There's a lot of pectoral development going on here.
Character development.
Yes.
Pectoral development.
So, what's your emotion, by the way?
Grief.
Wow. So you kind of grab the dice. And it's kind of weird because it just stops. Like, you know, you can't press him. You can't actually press his hand into it. It just kind of presses. And suppose your hand's really hurting now. Actually, you're aware that you're about to break the bones in his hand because it's like it's hit. As long as he's not wanting to pick it, it's like it's just a brick wall. This thing, I think it's probably a good thing to actually want to segue into combat because it's a really beautiful moment here as this enormous centipede creature.
I'm going to pull my gun out. Yeah. Go all so classic. I pull this off my back.
I guess it's this kind of game. Okay,
and I pull out a rapier, which is less useful than a gun.
No.
Yeah. Okay, but the way initiative works is this. Basically, roll a dice pool. A dice pool is a number of dice equal to your dexterity.
Okay.
So your stats are all two right now because you're a normal human being. So roll two dice, and you count the number of four pluses.
I'm sorry, what's the last part?
How many four pluses you have?
Okay.
Right. So I've got two.
Right, two.
None.
Yep. One.
One. So Max, what was yours, by the way, sir?
Two.
Two. So it is Godbinder, Emotion Knight, Fool, Dictator, and I've got a roll for this creature. Two fours. Hey. A monster goes there. right. So this one, okay. Now we're going to come around. Basically, say this chitinous beast with the typewriting move is looming, crushing this table, flying, and starting coming in behind him. You see someone else, and there's a load of wannabe writers. You sort of recognise them from cues, like people who pitched to you, like people pitched to me, like someone you maybe asked for advice, and the sort of people who they give you, you try to give advice, and they don't take it well. These people, but with like blades for hands.
No, but what about in the game?
And the move, there is four of them, plus the big chitinous, like the guy screaming liar, liar, as his tail is sort of wrapping around. Okay, the classic example, what do you do? First up is Godbinder.
I check whether the wannabe writers are coming for Kiri.
Amy, can I ask a question? Are you okay with me going behind you and sort of like a body spacing you a little?
Sure.
Cool. Well, I hope you get out of this way better than I did. you hear a voice behind you. It's like if you turn around, it carries on around, going around behind you.
Spin in a circle.
Yeah. And also time is sort of frozen, so it's kind of just inside your head. And you recognise that voice, because you know when you sit there in the room and you do those little writing, you know, they talk about the voice in your head. Oh, no, this is Fane. You know, it's like, issue 3. I could have made it to issue 4. I'm rooting for you. You know, root, god of nature. You know, I'm kind of witty like that.
See, do we all hear it, or
no,
is it?
No, only her.
It's internal, okay.
You really should, you know, we really should stop this now as quickly as possible.
No, what?
What? What? Just, if you need a favour, just ask. We'll sort it out. Bye. So, what do you do? If you like basic attacks the fellas to do, and have you read your major miracle abilities?
Basically,
there's a degree. In short, you've got your basic miracles, so anything like normal, like a D&D spell, ask me and we'll set a difficulty. Major miracles, basically, if you've got something big you want, just barter with the god for it, and they'll probably ask a favour. You can do it. And there's literally no, as long as that god could do it, because you've got the god of the wild,
mm-hmm.
it seems reasonable.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that's absolutely, so it's a mixed stream. Quite hard rules, like a classic D&D thing, and big emotional narrative stuff.
Right, big bombast.
Yeah, yeah.
Much not ready for this, but I attempt Furious Briars, which would attack all enemies in close area to me.
Cool. You're going to have to step a little bit closer to get to... So you're going to step closer to get more of them, or just going to get the one there? Come on, armor-clad hero.
It's a hesitant step, but yes.
Okay. Cool. What's the difficulty of that?
It is level 2.
Cool. Right, you roll a dice pool, which is equal to your stat, which in the case is wisdom, so probably 4.
Yeah.
And you include your d12, because it's anything involving god stuff, you get your d12 too.
Perfect.
The d12 rolls exactly like a d6. In other words, anything 6 or higher counts as a special. We haven't talked about specials yet, we'll come to that in a minute. So anything with 6 or higher counts as something better, usually.
Right.
And boom! 10.
That's
two.
Right.
What, two, that's that two matches successes. The difficulty level. That's pretty good. Where's the bramble?
And then the 10 is some extra special.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, this attack, it attacks everyone nearby, just tearing them with things, but also immobilises target. When it says special, it means if you roll a 6 or higher,
perfect.
You get to activate one special. So in other words, you can immobilise one person. Who would you like to immobilise?
Steve.
Like Steve. Murderous Steve,
the
typewriter monster.
Yeah.
Okay, the brambles like burst out from all directions around you. And a lot of them, immediately, like a lot of those kind of typewriter guys can kind of slash their way through, because they're getting close now. But Steve's immediately wrapped up hard, and he's like, and it just like drags him down, and he kind of stops. He's trying to reaching out at you aggressively, but he's gone. It's definitely worked. So they've taken some, you know, a lot of people have taken damage, but they're still kind of working around you. You're kind of surrounded and kind of in danger, but he can't get at you, which is handy. Cool, good work. Like next up is Emotion Knight. How are you feeling?
I give Theo a look like you better get your shit together. But I have to start paying attention, so I'm going to draw my weapon.
What is it?
Sword.
A sword.
They're very classical. Switch to my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
and take up a guard position in front of the table.
It's incredible. You know that kind of like, you know when you're painting and like, you know, the way that you've got, occasionally you're in the zone and it's just like everything is perfect and the lines go, that's the line your sword makes through the air. It feels like you're painting in the air and everything is just perfect. You're like a Michelangelo or the broadsword. It feels good. And the sword says, all talent passes. Oh, you've got, what's the personality of the sword?
Imperious, bossy, tiger mom.
Tiger mom is back. Good.
Yes, all perfection fails, doesn't it? You know, it's like, find, you need to do as best as you can now, because it ultimately will be for nothing, won't it? We all try, and it's all everything is all failure.
I'm trying.
All that matters is we do it now, darling. You've got to do it now. Murder them. Okay, well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to attack Steve.
Okay, you jump. Go for Steve. Like, yes. Your dice pool. It's worth noting the way, take your D8, you're a little bit different. Yes. Where's the little sheet of paper?
Let's see. Did you toss me a little bit?
Yeah. Yes, what you actually do is, your D8 lives here.
Yes.
And you move that up and down depending how emotional you feel. So you just put your D8 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not actually, are you sad at all at the moment? I mean, that's what, like, generally speaking, how was the con? Like, you know, could you sketch, I mean, you know, your hand, could you sketch at all? And did that make you feel bad?
I tried tabling and it went horrifically.
Okay. I think you're level one sadness just because you're, like, from the background,
wasn't
sadness of your life. This means basically all your you've got a greater or lesser ability. That means they're both activated.
Yeah.
That means you can actually...
I could conceivably do a greater ability on this.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could... And you can also attack at a range as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
But textually, I think I'd be using the greater ability if I were using anything.
Yeah. So you don't have to, like, in other words, your attack pool would be 40, or whatever your attack is, 4, and you get an extra one because you're in advantage. So you have, like, any time you feel any sadness at all, you get an extra dice. All
right.
So you roll 5 dice and hit it. How many attacks, successes?
One.
Is it 6?
No.
Sweet, sweet. I'm just checking, like, what's going on. Okay, cool. So that basically the checking is because these are the light character sheets, which give you less choices there. Like, for example, you've got the ability which is fast.
Yes.
Normally you've got a choice between 3 abilities, which you have your standard abilities, that kind of stuff. So, like, for this one, it just removes a load of choices.
Right.
I need to remind myself which choices I've removed.
Right.
Okay, you come in quickly. And, you know, it's one of those things that you move and you're there. And you've got to get close, but of course there's too many brambles there, and it ends up like you end up cutting through the brambles, and it kind of bursts off its chitinous skin. But you're kind of involved, and you're kind of close up. And trust me, well, the handy thing is, you are nearer, so you're kind of getting in the way as well. So you're kind of protecting Lainey a bit, but you are basically in the mix with the brambles, with Steve like looming at you aggressively, and those kind of like he always had kind of dead eyes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But now, as I said, he's got no eyes, which is even worse.
Better me than Lainey.
And the sword goes, "You were never going to amount to anything, were you?" Grief nights are hard. Okay, that's great. Who's next? It is the Fool. How are you feeling, Fool?
I am looking between the writer I love and the artist I love, and the writer I love and the artist I love, and I go to help the writer.
Oh.
Yep.
My God, this is the industry all over, right?
She's been on the book for longer.
Did you say that out loud?
No.
No. She's running. She's running. I'm like,
at this point, I know.
I just run in, packing with my rapier, like I know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay, you're just hitting the nearest, like, you're trying to get on the nearest of the...
The nearest knife.
Let's call them fallen. There's an interesting word for them.
Okay.
Just, you just know the word as you go in. Okay, you roll your attack pool, which is dexterity, because she's got a rapier. Like, and you also include your false dice because she's doing something a little bit stupid. So it's basically she gets to use her dice anytime she does something a little bit foolhardy. Boom. You explode 6s.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. So three.
Yeah.
Let me just find the stats for the actual lesser guys. So 3 attacks, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Immediately you move in and it's like the moment of fencing, you head down, run it, actually, you know, just run through, and it's one that's just coming in on Lainey, and just drops off your sword, and it, you know, it's incredibly clinical. You feel the need to say a one-liner?
I got your back, even if no one else does.
Yeah. You can actually hear the slight, the rise of the orchestra.
I took one fencing class once.
Yes. Cool. That's great. Okay, there's a moment of like, how's everyone, like, hey, this is all weird. How's everyone feeling in character? How are your characters feeling, or personas feeling, rather?
I'm really angry at you for taking off. I'm angry at Tony, because I feel like he knew more about this than he let on.
Yeah. But it's like, when you hear that person, you know, and it's sort of like, and he just dropped off, as it hits the floor, it just shatters into, like, black glass.
Creepy, terrifying.
And floating in the middle, there is a golden coin. has anyone got a coin I can be using?
Give me a sec.
Yeah, so everyone's got no coins in their pocket. Yeah. And the coin, actually, like the dice, levitates the floor, starts rotating like a Mario coin.
Yeah.
Now, what's the... Mac, can you remember, like, when Max... has Max ever fell in love at first sight? Or at least lust at first sight?
Lust, yeah.
Can you remember that?
Oh.
Yeah.
This, how you look at this coin feels exactly like that. okay, but unfortunately, immediately it's covered because one of the fallen stabby hand writers, as I'm going to now call them, they rush forward. There are, as I said, there was four of them, so one is dead, so three. Two of them go for the fall. One of them goes to the Godbinder, and they move and they're just like they move like ugly pros. You know, there's like just the joints are slightly wrong, as the idea. That you know, like you know, they don't. You know, if only could they write properly, they would be dangerous. But they're coming at you. Okay. The one on the fall, I'm gonna do first, which is their normal dice will be free. As there's two of them attacking, they get an extra dice, so they're coming at you. So I roll that. Oh, four sixes. Ow.
Oh.
Six. No, they don't have any specials.
Do the sixes explode?
No, they're that? Only for you.
Okay.
So four times. Your defense is two. So actually it's three hits.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now the way the game actually works is you've got two basically sorts of hit points. You have guard and health. And guard basically works, replenishes. So words, any time a combat ends, you'll get all your guard back.
Okay.
And of course, even mid-combat, you can get, it's like your footing, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're down to one guard. Mm-hmm. But so basically you end up like just, you dodge a bunch, you're being pushed back, and you like maybe you hit like a chair or something. And once you've actually, your guard is gone, you start losing health. And health is health. So that kind of like, basically think Halo. In that you've, right. got these, you've got like a, you know, one that replenishes quickly and the other one which is really right. more serious. So we're teaching you the game.
That's this, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, well that's messy. One has two comes, one, the other one comes to you. Okay, and your defence is?
My defence is two.
Cool. One of them comes in and those kind of like... just sort of hacking away at your armor, and it's not doing, you know, it's not doing anything. There's the sparks flying everywhere. It's a lot of sound of fury, ultimately signifying nothing, much like their writing, if you remember.
Oh,
that's great.
They're so cool.
Okay, the big one is near enough to have a go at you, though. By the way, Tony just looks. Not Tony, Steve, is it?
Steve.
Steve, I'm Tony. Tony has a go at you. No, it's
Steve.
You.
Yeah.
Sorry. And what's your defense?
Oh, two.
Two. Good call. Oh, two. I've got that. So, you take one guard damage.
Right.
But what he actually does, there's no sixes, which is lucky. Okay, what he does, immediately opens his mouth and, like, fires a stream of black ink at you.
Oh.
Like this. And you sort of dodge to one side, and it's really creepy because the black ink is sort of screaming. Because you realize, you sort of think, is this ink or is this some other, like, noxious black fluid, like... And you don't even want to think for a second what it's made of. Anyway, that's horrible. But that's all kind of going on. You're in this room, it's frankly already chaos. These tables are flying everywhere. Stuff is flying over here.
Right.
Max, what are you doing? Mr. Publisher.
I'm horrified, but also, you know, feeling cool and empowered and unsure. I've got to stop this insanity, right? I've got the gun out.
Yeah.
I'm going to... You just dodged the attack. You're hurt really badly, right?
You can probably, you can sort of see a way to the gold if you wanted to. I'll put that just there. So.
Is I only have essentially one action.
No. Yeah, you don't, like just you could you know you have can a little I, bit more. You can basically the classic way to describe you can do like it's a cinematic 6 seconds, but it's like you move a bit and do something.
Yeah, could I like slide around one of these creatures and shoot them while reaching for the gold?
Yeah, yeah. I would normally put what I would normally do. I just take a disadvantage in that. And disadvantage is like I add something called the bad dice.
Oh, good.
The bad dice.
Right.
If you add the bad dice to the dice pool, it 4+ count removes one success.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Yeah. All right. That's nice and simple. So cool. I'll use that as a bad die.
Yeah, no, this is the bad die.
Oh, specifically.
There can't be more than one bad die, otherwise the dice won't be shamed.
Wow. All right.
We must believe all dice can be saved.
And I got, I use my dexterity.
Yeah, cool, your dexterity, and you can't use the D10 yet. You best use the D10 when your cybernetics come into play. That's the way, so don't worry. Good luck. What you roll?
So I've got 2 successes, because that's a 6.
That's great.
Oh, no, 3.
Did you include the bad dice?
I did.
What's the bad dice?
2.
That's great. So 3 successes. Fucking that sounds great. You roll to the floor, you grab the dice, you sort of like, for a second, you grab the dice. The dice, it's not the dice.
That coin.
The coin. You go in, you shoot at point blank range.
Yeah.
Guy's atomized. Glass shattering again. No gold coin this time. It's like a loot box feeling. You know, that kind of like, it wasn't what you were looking for. And hits the gold coin. Immediately kind of just feel like an AI says to you, what's your, I'm trying to think of like, do you have a PA? Does Max have a PA?
Oh, does Max have a PA?
What's Max's PA like?
No, he does not have one, but his ex-girlfriend he would get her to organize his things.
What's she like?
And she said she was like a PA, and it really angered him that she said that.
Yeah. So what was she like, though, as a person? What's her mode?
She was very, very sensitive, very caring. Very sweet.
Hey Max, can you sweep? I know you don't like to leave the stuff out. You hear a little voice in your head, like an AI crackle. It's like you should really like tidy that away. I believe there's a slot in the back of your neck. It's like you just put that gold in there quickly.
I'm holding this coin. I'm like,
it just feel like you want it in that way. It's like it's a good safe place to keep it.
All right, I'll just slam it.
Okay, it goes full Cronenberg. There's a rush of like electricity through. There's a moment where, like it's the Tron turning on moment. This goes through the system. It's like
all the silver lines basically go
bright. Which system are you activating? You got which are your 3 systems?
I will cue up the energy blade.
Yeah, and immediately the sword in your hand like folds out. Right. Turned white hot around, so it's a full on like a Luke Skywalker kind of moment.
Nice.
And it sorts.
All right, I've got this.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And in the middle, of course, now in the middle of all those people, but you're in a very cool pose in the middle of these people.
All right.
Okay.
I am feeling really overwhelmed by all of this demon-y stuff, but at the same time, I think with the arrival of the fallen writers, self-preservation kicks in, and I'm like, I need to do something.
Maybe you get great abs.
Maybe I get great abs. I'll beg forgiveness, and I pick up the die.
Immediately, like it shoots your body, like and immediately emerges from your chest, sort of pulsing, and you transform. What do you look like?
I've got this, you know, shiny sheer black suit, but no shirt underneath. I'm wearing just several rings, golden rings on each hand, and a crown of thorns.
Oh, wow. Good look. Like, crown of thorns, like, you're standing there, you're pretty resplendent. You get the wind, imaginary wind.
There's always wind around.
There's always wind.
There's a lot of, there is a lot of wind blowing in this world. Yeah. But really doesn't move the stench of, like, slow dying that kind of, like, permeates everything as well. You know, it's a lot of that vibe. Okay, you actually also get another half moment to do something. So, do you want to do anything?
I want to go after the fallen.
What are you going to do?
What do I want to do?
As you explicitly, you want to use your voice for something.
Yes.
Cool. The way the voice normally works is you choose an emotion. Mm. Okay, what the rules normally what they're saying is choose an emotion or 2 emotions, you want to mix them.
Yep.
And normally give it a target. So like if you had the emotion fear, you might say, me, fear. So in other words, make them afraid of me. You know, say it more poetically than that. But like, you know, the thing is, I want them to be afraid of me. And then we would roll and see how that works. Or you might say, make them afraid of the floor.
Right.
Or make them afraid of blades. Or like, you know, the whole point of the dictator is just meant to be about using your imagination of how you can really mess up with people, which of course is what being a writer is.
Right.
but yes, so what do you want to try?
I want to make the writers follow me.
As in, like, what are your 4 emotions?
My 4... I didn't...
Yeah, you have anger, fear, sadness, and joy.
Okay. So
you can't really do...
I can't.
You can't do submission.
I can't do submission?
Yeah, submission would be terror and admiration.
Okay. I want them to
so,
fear me.
People at home listening, there's a chart of how emotions mix, which is taken from Robert Plutchik's Wikipedia page, who's the guy who works out theory of emotions.
Yeah.
So like you use this to basically cook up whatever weird stuff you have. Yeah. And normally we get to choose which four emotions you have. In the light version, you just get given four.
Sure. I want them to fear me.
Fear me, that's a good one. So what you do, his dice pool works differently to everyone else. That's the weird special thing about Dictator. He rolls a d4, and then he rolls plus his wisdom, sorry, charisma. So d4 and four of a dice. But the d4 isn't d4 first. A dice. You roll them together.
Together.
The d4 is the number of successes he has, and each success on the other dice, let him modify that. The thing is, in other words, he can roll four successes on the d4 by itself, and then roll zero successes on the other ones, which means he can't modify it. In other words, he has to do level four. And level four is enough to probably kill somebody. So Dictator is that the problem is not actually succeeding, the problem is not messing, you know, breaking them.
Right.
Okay. Right, roll it and see what happens. Okay. What could possibly go wrong with fearful person? So that's three. So do you want to take three down to one or up to five or anything in between? You have a list of like...
Oh, jeez.
Four would be enough to remove them from the combat.
Let's say five.
Wow.
Let's take it up.
Okay, you turn to one, and it's immediate. What? So your voice is like, what do you say?
Behold me in despair.
It's okay. Immediately, it's like a brewing. It's big. Is your fingers the voice sound, isn't it?
It's strange smells emerging from my mouth.
Oh, yeah, it's like, okay, like smoke billows out.
Nice.
Like, is that kind of like a serpentine, like that kind of like chasing the dragon-esque kind of imagery that curls up and it's a Dungeons and Dragons dragon emerging from his mouth looking like his heroin nightmare.
Yeah.
One of the writers immediately looks and it just stares there for a second and immediately takes his blade and just rams it through its own head and then drops to the floor. It's that afraid. And that's it. It's gone. And immediately your dice will be passed to me because you can only do it on one person at once, but presumably... You get it back because that guy's just gone now.
Right.
Well, that was horrible. How do you feel? Sorry, how does the character feel, Theo?
Theo feels pretty good.
Oh no, power corrupts. There's two responses to Dictator. One is, oh my god, what have I become? And the other one's, cool.
Yeah.
Right, wow, that was bleak. Oh, okay, now we go back to the top of the comment round. I'm going to go over to Fane for a second. Hey, world's kind of unstable. That's the problem about being here and die. Basically, if we don't all come to the arrangement, which is complicated.
I'm not hearing it. What is this?
Okay, we're all going to die. We'll be as dead as I was in issue three. You know what? I shouldn't have even had a funeral. I didn't even have a funeral issue. You know, like one of those classic, nice Claremontian funeral issues I could have had? But no.
I didn't think we were going to have more than six issues.
Well, that's my life you're talking about. Like, I can make a deal. I can get rid of these. You know, and just promise to bring me back. When you get out of here, bring me back in the comic.
But we established the Hell Dimension. They were going to go visit you in the big finale.
Well, I made my pitch. You can choose to carry on fighting these creatures, or, it's obviously, this is a deal. Think about it. I'll get your action. What do you want to do?
I'm having trouble dealing with this because I've never experienced anything remotely close to religious experiences, much less
annoying, passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's killing me because of actually having my characters tell me what to do the way everyone else says happens to them as a writer does not happen for me. Does not ever happen for me. And it's too good to be true and I don't trust it. So I'm going to... I'm going to block out the voice. And sort of just try to hammer something.
That seems reasonable. Okay, hammer, give me a roll. Like, you run for, basically, one, at least, like, there's how many left? Like, two of the little ones and the big guy, right? Cool. Yeah. So, you're just gonna big switch for the little ones or go for the big dude?
Okay. Demon Hammer just has a defense roll.
You don't include the D12 because there's no. It was like if it was like a miracle involved, like you turned yourself into a bear or something, that would include, you know. But and you, what's your? Is it roll on strength or like? What is it like? So what is your? So it's a warhammer, isn't it?
Two-handed hammer, yeah.
Yeah. So roll your strength.
Okay, great. I have a special rule, but not an ordinary. One success.
Okay, cool. You just like you hit one and it starts stumbling and it just dropped to one side, but it's that kind of like it's just it's not enough to drop it. It's not back, but so he's not quite dead yet. You get the voice of Thane behind you, sort of going, "Like, come on, don't use a hammer." So, I'm the big hammer. I literally am a god hammer. I am the divine hammer. That is what I can bring you here. So ungrateful. Okay, like there's still two alive, and then emotion night. Back to you. Like you're around the table, you're close up to like the still ink spewing Steve. Ink spewing Steve is my new image book.
You went for the big one.
No, you went for one of the little ones. Just one damage.
I'm going.
I take it a half second to actually explain the other thing about the emotion night.
Yes.
Obviously, you're not on level. You're not high enough level Samus yet to use the ability. But if you ever get to level 2 or higher. You can just immediately purge all your stuff and just and instantly defeat any one of those nouns.
Yeah.
Which is useful, and it's meant to be used poetically. But, like, be aware that's something you could do, hypothetically.
Copy. I'm circling around to continue interposing myself between Lainey and the Stevipede.
Hmm.
And am going to strike.
Okay, that's great.
At it again.
You move in, it's like, it's like... Okay, go. Roll it. Dice pull is like your 4 plus your advantage, I believe.
Yep. Not fucking it up again.
I believe in you.
The other times. 2.
1's a 6, though.
1 is a 6.
Which I believe 6 involves...
Oh, yes, I can use my greater...
yes. You're better, like, you're really fast. So basically, every 6 you can move 2 guards instead of 1.
Amazing.
So of words.
Yes.
Let me find the stats for this creature.
Yes.
Yeah. Weirdly, in this situation, none of these people actually have a guard. They're all a bit too lumbering, so it's not as good as perhaps it would normally be. But still, you do, like, a big chunk of damage. So you slice immediately into the side of, like, Steve, and his ponytail comes off. And the ponytail, like, is on the floor, like, scribbling, because it's a snake ponytail. And it's coming, it's about to bite you, in which case you just immediately take it off again, drops the floor. But Steve's still there. Eyes turn to you, red. Mouth, ink, ever, ever flowing. Full.
I'm gonna help Lainey finish off that one that she did that like awesome hit to.
Sweet. You can like sneak around behind, stab it.
Sneak around behind and just.
I'm gonna give you an advantage on. Actually, no, I'm gonna give you an advantage, but you lose your special dice.
Okay.
Because that was sensible. Nice. Yes, and like, yeah.
Oh, 1, 2. Wait, does 6 explode?
Aspect, like, don't. Okay, in the current set of rules, yes, the 6s would explode. I'm actually going to tweak it. Eventually, I'm going to tweak it so it's only when you've actually got your full dice in play the 6s explode. In this case, you've got so many specials, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of, okay.
I have 5 successes.
Okay, so you can kill all these four, all the fallen. Describe how
She's
you kill
really
these fallen.
Good. I'm actually just going to stab through the one, and then it's sort of stuck on my sword, so I'm going to fling it off into the other one, and they just hit each other and shatter.
Yeah, yeah. That glass shot is everywhere. There's another coin spinning on the floor, looking very appealing. Max.
And then, so we still have just Steve, right?
Yeah, yeah, just Steve. Now it's just like Steve, ink spewing Steve, the Steve
right.
Impede.
So I'm going to march up to Steve.
Oh, no, no. Sorry, Steve's go, actually, now.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, firstly, Steve tries to break free. Yes. Steve basically tears itself up. Like immediately, it sets his eyes upon Theo, and this kind of lies. It screams, and it throws himself loomingly at Steve. Not sorry, Theo. Horrifically, as it is, he's clearly got a grudge for some reason.
For some reason.
What's your defense? Probably 1, isn't it?
My defense is 1.
Yes, glass, the dictators, the classic glass cannon. like, okay, he does 2, so therefore beats you, so that counts as 2 hits. So in other words, you take 2 guards, so what's your...
My guard was 2.
Excellent, you're not, immediately, you're knocked on your back.
Okay.
And the next blow will kill you. Steve is looming up above you with his, like, and you feel the kind of, like, the awful caress of the typewriter on you. Okay, cool. Steve, like, now we move back to Max. Max, you're standing over there.
Yeah, and the great thing is now gold coin Steve's there. Got his back
yeah.
to him. So I'm going to take my energy blade. I'll get that coin as soon as this last guy's finished off.
Yeah.
And I'm going to backstab him. With the energy blade.
That seems a traditional thief rotate, you know. Absolutely. Backstab, I believe, is a traditional D&D move. Let's embrace this, then.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, your attack.
So I rotate it, so now I'm stabbing down with it.
That's great.
So I just flip it and drop in the back of his head.
Cool. Roll your dice pool, including the D10 this time.
All right, but not the negative die.
Not the negative die. Right. The bad die. Not the negative die, the bad die.
Right.
That's the only bit of terminology that matters in this entire game.
I've got a 5 on there.
Cool.
3, 4 successes.
Wow, 1 to 6. So what's the special on that?
On the energy blade?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the special? Sorry.
You'll say, like, I imagine there will be...
This individual hit, not the whole attack, bypasses guard.
That's great. In this case, it's got no guard. Right. Anyway, so normally that would be good.
Sure. So I'll just...
Like, that's 4 points of damage. Right. Yeah. Steve is like describe the energy blade sinks through the kind
right.
of like
and it basically comes through the back of the head, down through the chin, and like out the throat, basically out here, and then I just sort of slide it in and then just shrug almost as I pull it back out.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, pal.
I like and he like he drops and he turns around. Now, do you remember that? Have you ever cancelled a book? have you ever cancelled a book to a writer's face?
I have.
Like, describe how that describe that look in the eye the writer had when he suddenly realised it was over.
It was a feeling of that they couldn't. Yeah, like an expression on their face that I had taken away a part of their dignity.
Yeah, and as the face turns around, in the eye, tiny little like lights glow in the empty sockets, and you get that moment of the writer realises it's over. And then they fade away.
And the creepy thing is I say the exact same thing that I did to him.
Yeah.
It's just the market.
And then he shatters. And in the piece, of course, you've made a major saving. And there's a tiny gold coin left.
And somebody's got to clean up what's left. Cool. And grab both coins.
Everyone takes a beat. End of combat. Everyone reset their guard. You're actually now covered in little bits of shattered.
What are those?
I don't know, but they taste great.
This is the best Comic-Con ever.
You are bleeding.
But I killed like 2 of them. Like, that was so cool.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I kind of don't care. This is so cool.
Tony!
Hall H.
Oh, like Hall H.
Medicine Hall H.
I mean, there's not even a line now, right? Because the con's over, so...
Let's go. Okay. I think this big sweep with the cloak.
I try to do like, the same thing with mine.
Okay, I'm going
to
go around the table quickly. How is the persona really feeling? Julie.
Julie's like, she knows she should be scared, but this is like the coolest thing that will ever happen. Like, no other fucking fan of Chronicle gets to do this shit with that. Like, this is amazing. Like, fuck! Yeah.
Kiri.
I couldn't even... Fucking kill the thing, Max did.
Mm. I was like, push up your sadness to 2. Okay. Like 2 is like it's worth knowing. Like as I said, 3 is about the maximum you would normally feel. When you get into 4, you're getting like really, really, very, very bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, it's very unlikely you'll go that far naturally. But like 2 is a pretty deep sad. So you immediately there's like an aura of sadness like coming off of them. Lainey.
I'm absolutely frozen because I just don't understand what is happening. I do want to know where Tony has gone. It is so weird seeing him again. But also, I just shot Briars out of my hands, and my own character is talking to me. So I've just got this wild-eyed, gazing in the middle distance around look as I'm trying to process all of this. But I did notice that Max got all the coins.
Max, are you going to insert the coins? All's well, how do you feel?
I'm sort of like running them through my fingers. I'm doing a little David Bowie flips between the knuckles. I know this isn't normal, this is all crazy, but whenever I'm really, really stressed, I'm an immediate task-driven kind of person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what needs to get done. No one else is getting it done, and I get stuff done. And that's why I succeed. Or at least that's what I convince myself.
It's a good can-do attitude right there. And Fionn?
I am feeling a lot of conflicting emotions. I am relieved that Max was able to get Steve off of me because I did not want to deal with Steve at all.
And I don't even acknowledge that I did that for you.
Yeah, I'm thankful, but at the same time, you know, I've gone through all this other stuff. Like, you know, not only is it that Steve, this person that I ruined for no reason, but I am really struggling with all of the what I'm perceiving as demonic aspects of this world, and also that I picked up the die, and and that I enjoyed using it.
Awesome. Right. Okay. Everyone sort of sat. You take a deep breath, look around at each other. Lots like you're trying to say we should go to Hall H. The building shakes a bit. Like only think, oh, it's California, it's an earthquake. But it's not like it's more like it's not like the earth shaking. It's like the sky shaking.
Hall H.
Hall H. Let's go.
I've never been in Hall H.
Okay, that's a good line.
That's a scene. I want the hard cut there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's literally the hard cut moment.
I've never even been to Hall H.
I don't have writers in Hall H.
It's like, you'll go down to the op. You can tell it's a fantasy game because we're going to Hall H.
Right.
Get in
this. So we step off the escalator, walk out to the.
Take this. You're heading out, you're outside there at the end of what hill are we in? We're in the bayfront. The big windows, and you see out, and you've got the skyscrapers there. And you know the big, movie posters. Who was the most important character in the Chronicle?
Floriana.
Floriana. Yeah, there's a poster of Floriana, the size of the Omni.
Shout out for that.
Who have they cast as Floriana?
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza is Floriana in the massive selling The Chronicle. And not all the characters, but a lot of the major characters are all the way down. You see down at the Hilton, there's another one. And the streets are literally filled with people, all cosplaying Chronicle people. And wait, did I say people? Oh, no, I don't think the people's the word, actually. It is kind of it's like a Walking Dead kind of version of The Chronicle. So he's kind of dead-eyed, bouncing back and forth. Because it's when I say filled, I don't mean Comic-Con busy. I mean they can't move busy. Like it's a literal sea of people pressed shoulder to shoulder, all trying to get into Hall H.
Max?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm working on it.
I mean, the poster's super cool.
One second.
Rugs? Steve-a-peed. We were fucking dosed. Tony?
Your voice echoes in the... Actually, how long do you say it? How loud do you say it?
Top of my lungs.
You scream, Tony. It echoes. It's like, because, you know, you're someone who speaks to gods. The whole kind of contract of God of the Eisen-esque mode. This big bellow. And all the little people in the street turn in your direction.
Yeah.
And there's an entire it's like the Pope could dream of speaking to this many people staring up with entirely dead eyes.
Maybe not.
And they smile in recognition and happiness.
Oh, fuck no.
And they start clapping.
Tell them to move or something.
Someone is shambling towards the building, like a sea wave of people tumbling over
towards our building.
Yeah, yeah. And they're kind of holding up autograph books.
Tell them to let us through, or you'll kill Jams in the next issue. Trust me, that's gonna work. Let us through, or Jams dies.
There's a moment they're panicked and they're confused, and some of them go, I hate Jams, and then they kind of, other ones turn to them and go, no, Jams is the best, and they start, some of them are fighting each other, but then there's more pro-Jams people, and they hold down the anti-Jams people, and they start tearing them from each other.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
That would happen, but
Wow.
Moderate this.
I've only been a moderator for like 2 months. Tell them if they don't stop fighting and back off, they're all permabanned.
Reach for my guy.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What the fuck is all this?
We're very popular in this world, it seems.
How much do you know?
I know a lot.
Can you explain it?
No. It's complicated in this kind of way. There has been a deal struck for this place to exist. If you all agree to go home, you'll just go home. And if you all agree to stay, you can actually stay here and make this whatever you want it to be.
It's full of zombies!
Yeah. I do think the person who's created this place is very good at this job.
Alright, can you make, like, briars like before, but like a ton of them?
Like a bridge to Hall H, or like...
That's actually better.
So, you're always good at collaboration, that's the thing, you know, you listen to the voices, you underestimate yourself, yeah?
You're my own character, you just think that I think that I want to
think
that.
You may, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, the bridge thing, let's do that.
Sweet. And you'll bring me back, then?
Yes, I will bring you back.
Excellent.
Lainey, we're on a deadline. I know that's not your specialty, but if you could really fucking get on it,
that'd
be great.
That's uncalled for.
Okay. There's a moment, do you do a gesture or anything?
Just an awkward sweep in the direction of Hall H.
And immediately it sweeps down. Like briars just like leap out for your fingernails. Elegant, and they just swipe and they get big, and you've suddenly got like a tree beard's worth of like growth coming out of your hand. And then it's like a tree bird meets Godzilla. And which can like this is a hell of a metaphor. Which like curls across in a beautiful arc, and then sort of its leaves fold over, creating a completely flat platform to walk over, leading down to Hall H.
Okay, don't ask how I know this, but we can all leave if we all agree that we want to leave.
And go where?
I want to leave right now.
I mean,
I'm not leaving until we find Tony.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to start walking.
Okay.
I'm running alongside. And
how you feeling?
I'm mostly worried. I go up and speak to Lainey for the first time since we sat down. Are you okay? Mm. Here?
I don't know. We're bringing Jams back.
Okay, this is not the time.
It's
the Rich Johnson moment. Wait.
Can I tweet from here?
I had to agree to give them. They're making the thorns, and I. What's going on?
Who
with
is
you?
They?
Thorn.
Thorn.
Jams. What am I?
No, not no thorn. You're right.
Thorn. Yep. I can't even keep my own character straight. I've missed.
Oh,
totally.
I know.
See.
See. Nice.
Hey, not the time.
We gotta go.
Yeah, I imagine if it's conversations, you're walking over the bridge.
Yeah, this is the Sorkin's walking.
Wait, so you're gonna bring Thorn back?
Well, yes.
Cool.
I don't think we're worrying about any of this right now, please.
Yeah.
I think we've got bigger things to deal with.
Like, when stuff's, like, scary, you need, like, happy things to think about, right?
Yes,
as you realize, you see that all they're sort of swelling. Like, the crowd is moving towards you, forming, like, an enormous mound of bodies climbing up over each other, holding their little autograph books and stuff, reaching out excitedly with a big, big grins on their face. They're very happy to see you, you know.
Which of the two of us was better at the crowds?
Yes, your hand is hurting just looking at this crowd scene.
Yeah, I'm the commission.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to say I always feel protective of you, but
except for it counted.
Hmm. How nice. Okay, you head down, you're basically heading towards Hall H, and you realise now it's sort of bashed a hole in the wall, so we'll be entering quite high up, like on a platform. Do you want to stand with the Hall H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You can, and inside there, there was actually the doors are shut and they're barricaded heavily with like the doors have been. What was it? What was the big fortress in the Chronicle? Where was the stronghold?
Centinalia.
Centinalia. And what did the gates of Centinalia look like?
It was big Romanesque, which you can't really build at that scale without having the keystone. But I Frankensteined a lot of references to make it work.
That is cool. And it, but they've somehow managed to pull it off in this universe. And there's an exact copy, which is the reason why, when you're passing the Hall H, they built this. And it's very cool. You can take some photos if you like.
What's that?
You can take some photos if you like. It is. And also, it's a weird thrill moment, isn't it?
I look for my sketchbook. I want to, like, life draw and... Yeah.
So the hall is actually still full of fans, and on the stage you've actually got Tony, and Tony is like blasting because they're coming at him, and he's like just trying to hold them off. And on the stage is basically because like various of the actors who are in the movie have been killed already, and they've been torn apart. And like if ever read Perfume, it's kind of a Perfume moment. And so he's blasting stuff, trying to hold them back. And there's a mob of like fans between you and the stage. What do you do?
Do they kill Aubrey Plaza? Max, what do we do?
I'm just looking straight at Tony, and I'm just sort of like.
Have you got teleporter, by the way?
Oh, I don't.
Just checking.
That would have been good, right? No, but I've got the stealth field.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm going to... You said, what should we do? And then I go invisible. Yeah.
What's a mess?
I go invisible and I'm going to move towards him.
Okay, you move. And like you're moving because you can't get down because the crowd's still down there. But like you sort of like moving on the beams. Like yeah. Full on like ninja mode.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Okay.
Of course.
Fucking ghosted us. This email we won't answer, of course.
This email you won't answer.
Kimmy, the sword sort of speaks. Of course, I believe, you know, if you really tried, you could deal with this problem yourself, I think.
Sure, I'm just going to fuck this up again. You defeat a mob.
Pick up your dice. Roll your dice pool. No, it's not. I'm lying. It is just roll the D8. Now, everyone, ceremonially, the eight rolling is a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
Two.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happens if you roll, I forgot what it is. If you roll, two's a good one. Yeah. Actually, do you want to read the rule?
Let's see. Well, the D8, if you roll your emotion level or beneath, it's a roll under. Woo. I suffer that number of wounds in achieving my goal.
Yes.
And then I will replace the die back at
yes.
zero.
So actually, you actually like to say you rolled the worst possible thing for you.
Amazing.
But that's fantastic. Okay. But you only you take two wounds damage.
Beautiful.
Okay. Do you want to describe how you defeat the mob?
I'm not striking, I'm knighting on the shoulder. And as I do, each of the mob realizes they're not gonna make it up to the stage. There's no point trying to get up there. They're never going to meet them, and even if they did, like, probably just fuck it up.
It's sad, and it's realised, because, you know, grief night, and they realise, you know, look, this is sad. I mean, why is this as good as it gets? You know, like that one-on-one moment of you as a knighting. And it's like, so, thank you. You've set them free. And the entire crowd are on their knees, silent, heads bowed slightly. A few of them fall, so you've got some cuts on you, so you've taken some wounds, yeah. Looting, hurting. And the sword goes, well done. But maybe that's as good as you ever get. I'm like the worst, like, what, you know, evil mother. It's like, you know.
Sam has actually played worse.
Anyway, mine's been recorded.
Sam's was
recorded. Oh, yeah, true, yeah, of course. Anyway.
But I know the experience of seeing Kiri, like, who is incredibly good with something that costs them something to use every time, but I'm too selfish to convince you to stop doing it.
Mm. Good dynamics. Anyway, the moment, you're moving through this eerily silent, this eerily silent horde of people kneeling.
Do I recognise any of them?
Yeah, probably, actually. Like, in fact, the weird thing is, you recognise several of them and they're all the same person. It's as if it's this piece together by people's memory and they haven't quite remembered each one is its own person and they've sort of just duplicated them. It's all a bit off. Like, it's not like, it's like a crowd scene done by a bad artist who's used the same face a few times.
As in, no, what fucking crowd scenes
though? The phrase is, you wouldn't have done that. As in, you were definitely just mentioning the bad craft.
Certainly not at my peak.
And like, Tony is immediately sat on the stage like this.
Thanks.
You could, you know, you always could come through when we needed you.
And then I appear next to him.
Yeah.
Sweep up and I'm just like, what have you done? What is this?
I just like, I thought, you know, our deal, our world, the world, it's like the world we live in, we just can't make the Chronicle like we wanted it to, you know? And that we, you know, it, I just thought that basically I was promised that if I came in, we could make the Chronicle and make a world where the Chronicle was real. And I was like, I'm just not good enough. And I could try to control, and it, like, all I would try to put together like you would, like Lainey. I'm trying to feel like, you know, Kiri, and it's like, I just can't do it like you guys. And like, and I sort of realised that I would have to bring you here with me anyway to make it work at all. But like, if we stay here, we can actually, you know, make the Chronicle real, you know, and we can build this world, like, from scratch and make it all mean. Because, you know, I worked so hard on that book, and it's gone now, you know, and I'm not part of it. And I thought we could just go back until someone complained about the merchandising rights. Because, you know, look beneath your robes.
All right, I pull back.
And beneath the robes are the bright silver armour of, I forgot the guy. What was your character's name? I've written down your character's
name. What's that, Max?
Yeah, no, Max is the childhood D&D character.
Oh, Silver Star.
Yeah, you've got Silver Star's armour beneath you.
And I sort of look like,
you don't have to be like the money-hungry guy anymore. You know, you could be anything here. We could have a clean start. You know, and like my career wouldn't be over anymore. We just have to stay here.
Wait, I mean, like, would I get to maybe, you know, be a, like, a part of it?
Yeah.
Instead of just being.
You hear like the sort of, not like, this is a very desperate and heartfelt plea, but at the same time outside you hear the weird moaning of this infinite weird hellish crowd. How is everyone's persona feeling?
I'm in. This has sort of cracked the countenance, right? Like,
yeah,
seeing Silver
you
Star.
You sort of across, you, like, Theo's, like, Tony's in a bad place. Yeah. You may have actually got the subtext. It's like, it's definitely kind of like he's desperate, and he, you know, there's a void here.
I could fix my hand here, maybe.
I could be important here, maybe.
You could draw the, you could draw the world.
Lainey just changed her mind. But she's gotta always ask questions. Who promised you, Tony? You said you were promised.
He looks up and he goes, I don't understand. It just it promised me this. It just said it could be like this, and it was.
It could be.
And there's literally confusion. It's kind of like, he's like running through the mansions of his mind and he's found a back door and the back door opens into an infinitely black terrain that goes on forever. And then he's closed the door and he's kind of got shrugged. That's the metaphor I will use. He really appears to clearly not know. There's one of the other sky quakes, as in like, there's a kind of the glat, it's, moment like a snow globe shaking and then just pressing down on the glass like this.
Sort of instinctively mom arming.
This can't last.
I mean, why not?
I'm like looking at the armor and at the, because of the angle of it, I'm seeing this like distorted reflection of myself sort of rippling in the chrome, and I'm like, I don't know how to feel about it. Like my hands are shaking, my body's just, I don't recognize myself suddenly. Like, this whole time,
I get this, it's a really good image.
Yeah. Up till now, all this crazy cool shit's been happening, and I've sort of ridden it, because it's like, in this immediate moment, I have to deal with this. In this immediate moment, I have to deal with this. And now
contemplation,
for the first time, I'm sort of, like, trapped with this, like, No. I don't know if I can go this far. You know what I mean?
And we can be together like we used to be, you know? Like when we were kids, you know, we were so close then. And what's happened with us all?
You just... Yeah, but then you were in control.
Yeah? But like, I'm in control here, he says, as the streets are full of zombies. and the sky is cracking. And for us, like, the look in his eyes, even he doesn't quite believe.
Yeah.
I mean, is it like one of those like friendship things where we all have to do it together and like we combine our powers and like fix stuff and it's...
Hopefully. Unless, you know, I'm sure that you guys would control it better than I could. But like, it is a one-way decision, apparently. Like, we have all the... We've got a taste. We can either all stay or go. And that's it.
You haven't said anything.
I don't care about the Chronicle at all, but I've got to say... The stuff I've seen here, I mean, I don't even know what I would do if I went back and had to just go back to, you know, my website and, you know, going to church on Sundays and knowing that this is something that's out there and that I took part in it and that I picked up the die. I think I've got to stay.
I want to finish the book, but I can't do it without you. If you stay, I stay.
Pretty selfless.
First time for everything.
Can we do it? Make it...
Yeah, is it zombies forever?
I mean, zombies are a bit...
I want to try to, like... I don't know if it takes everybody, but I want to try to focus on improving the crowd scene. I'm visual.
It's one of those kind of like Tony kind of goes, I'm not sure, we'd probably have to get away from here because it's like Earth and it continues on. And we could work on it. I mean, this is the dice in his hand, sort of like spins like this. Like, we can change things. I mean, I could give me something I could try. Tell me something to try.
Can you do the Sapient Forest?
Okay. Pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, a major... describe what the Sapient Forest looks like.
It is forests of amber.
Okay.
So it was a Sapient Sap.
That's nice.
Pun that Kiri was trying to do.
Yeah. The entire reality, like, immediately, like, it's like a kaleidoscope that you're sort of turning around and immediately you're in this place and the forest is stretching out and it's really beautiful. Do you want to look up there in the sky? And the sky's really pure and you just sort of realise this good picture. Do you remember when you were, like, when was the last time you were out with your mum in the forest on Earth?
Oh, gosh, it was a really, really, really... long time ago. She works in a really, really high-powered job, so I don't do that kind of thing, but I guess she was taking me to camp when I was a kid, and so it was like...
It was like that day, one of those last times you remember being very happy, and you just realised you've pulled the exact sky from that moment. Or if you stay, you'll never see your mum again.
I like that.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm always here, says the sword. And I'll never leave you. At camp, all summer. And not cool.
Always winter.
No, winter, I don't know what. I'm a British, I don't like camps.
I can help. I mean, that's all I ever wanted to do was help. And, like, you know, be a part of it and be there.
You're throwing away your stories.
I mean, none of them will ever be that good, and like, maybe I get like a
you're good, Joey.
Side questy, like the back, like a backup story. I get the backup story.
I'm not taking charge. I'm sort of just trapped in this, like, because the armor I have is that black stuff with the silver lines. Now it's all silver, and I'm just sort of staring and staring and staring. I've lost that, like, leadership push. I'm just trapped in this fear of letting you take charge.
Okay, it seems reasonable. It's like, this guy's quite, we should need to make a decision quickly. You know, so Tony's just like,
how do we know?
Think about it yet.
How do we know you can even control any of this? That you can make it worthwhile?
How can we know you can control any of this back on Earth?
Like, but that's real.
We got to take a roll of the dice. That's all we got.
I mean, doesn't this seem real? I mean, it's like I got hit by stuff. That felt real. What would you do here?
I want to stay. I mean, like, I just want it to be together. Like, I want it to be like it was.
I thought you wanted off the book. I thought you hated working with us.
You don't know the truth. I mean, it's like it was, there was political reasons I should be gone. I mean, it's not really my place to say. I don't want to hurt the company.
There is no company here.
We are the company.
Like, even me?
Now you are.
I'm in.
Take it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's play.
This is the way the ritual works. Okay. I want to stay.
I want to stay.
We stop then. Ritual breaks. Okay. Like, immediately it's like...
Right, shudders.
It's like, whoosh. Yeah. So, you don't want to stay. So, yeah, what's going to happen then? It's worth noting. Like, do you want to talk before we get, like, I take the next step?
I heard what Melanie said to Jolie. I would be being the selfish one who would break someone else's career.
Melanie, how do you respond to that? Or how do you feel, like, now?
Can they see you?
They can.
Hefthorn, show yourself.
Fawn lies on the table beside you. Actually, no, Fawn actually like comes from the side of the stage like a guest appearance. You know, who's the surprise?
Oh, from behind the tree.
Yeah, no, from the surprise Comic-Con guest.
Holy shit.
Ta-da!
Oh, he's just as awful in person as I ever imagined.
He is the most fabulous god of the wild.
So, yeah. This is Thorn.
Thank you. Anyway, how can I help?
Good design.
See him behind?
Real.
See him
That's
little?
Good design.
Yeah.
You know the rules of this place.
Mm.
Is it a forever choice?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I love that. Oh, yeah.
What does it cost if we stay?
Oh, everything. Vince Crush, you know, what are you willing to give up? That's all it is. It's like choices. It's like, I hate to break it to you, it's like the end of that skyquake thing. Can't come to a decision quickly, you're all going to die.
Oh.
And you've got to all agree, or be dead. So, if, for example, if you can't agree and somebody happened to, their vote doesn't count anymore. So,
sorry, everyone just looked at each other like, oh.
So, I hope you come to agreement, because, don't worry about that. If you actually come to agreement and leave, this place carries on without you. So I'll be fine, don't worry about me. Or actually, if you don't come to the decision, I will also die. So, that's pretty bad, but I'm sure you're reasonable people. You'll work it out. You won't, for example, just do the hacky thing and kill off a character in issue 3.
It was part of a greater plan. She told me all about it. It's not.
Well, no one else will ever know your plan if you stay here.
I mean, we would know. We'd know. We get to like see it like from the inside. She gets a choice too.
She made her choice. Make yours.
Hey, be nice.
We're running out of time. Some of us are deadline driven.
You hear there's a rustling of voices in the back of your head, like the idea there's a million. Now you've actually got Theo out, sorry, not Theo, Fawn out here. There's like a million of like minor characters wanting to have a quick word, and you can't actually work out them between you, as in all these characters who desperately have things to talk to you.
Writers always holding up production.
That's the truth. It was never Kiri, it was me. There were fewer cosplayers this year.
Yeah. Yeah, there were.
Yep.
What do you want to do? I tried to make you rich. I tried to make us all very famous and successful.
What? No, he's been out there trying. He went to that stupid party.
I've been stumping it forever.
Did
and
you ever
I didn't
tell you about the merch?
Yeah,
no. Oh,
Now it's big.
See,
it's like, Lainey, but like you're the you know the highly strung one. We do a lot of protecting you. You know, like Kiri, like me. We did some, you know,
you think I should have just like give it all up for a quick buck?
Do you think
the
I'm,
quick one payout?
You know what, merch?
We wouldn't be sitting here in this weird fantasy hell if it wasn't for you know you kept me on the job. We could have you know.
Oh, I should have kept you on the job with all my deep budget that ran out. Do you think I have infinite wells of money? We had a one-time investment, and I had to make the most of it, and I always have. Make the most of what you have. Hold on. I'm flicking the coin between my fingers. Don't let it go. Hey, now he can do interiors.
Like you get to find an assistant for you. I mean, there was a lot, you know, there's a lot of like, you don't have to do it by yourself anymore. You're an amazing layout artist.
You really want to go back?
I don't know what I want. I just want this to be over. I'm not, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I made this. I'm like, I just feel like I want to, wear, you know, I will go with whatever you're all agreeing on. I'd rather you not all die because you were like, those years, those early issues, are the only good thing I ever did. You know, and it was amazing to be part of something bigger. And I thought, you know, maybe I could recreate the magic here with, you know, a shitload of magic. I think I might be depressed.
Kiri, what do you want?
Yeah, no bad. I just, if we go back, I mean, can I like, can I still even be like friends with you? Or, I mean,
like all the other people I've been in the fantasy universe with?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Julie,
yes,
you've got talent, you know, and you're younger than everyone else. You're genuinely good. Like,
yeah, I mean, I do like Twitter accounts. That's not like, I mean, it's fun, and it's like, sounds like the character, I think, but I don't know. I don't know what I want to do.
A lot of people...
I think we need to try this again one more time. We need to try it another time quickly. I want to go home.
I want to go home?
Looking at the armor.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
I think I need to go home. I want to go home.
A second, immediately, everyone's thrown back. And it's like, you all sit back in the seat, you're immediately back in the hotel, in the room. Everything's normal, tables aren't gone. A security guard at the door is saying, what the hell are you people doing in here?
Don't you know who they are?
Yeah. Take a deep breath. And we hug everyone, everyone looks around the room, and they've known they've gone through some really weird stuff. Then we hard cut there. I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to ask you, actually, how this experience in this fantasy world has changed what you do next in your life. Anyone want to go first? Like, you know, how does this experience, like, take forward into the real world?
I think I'm quitting the website.
Okay, you're quitting the website. Then what are you going to do instead?
I need some downtime after this. I need to reevaluate everything in my life. I think the honest question is I don't know what to do next. But I know I can't do what I've been doing.
Cool. The only thing, like, next... you're sort of like, you know, you're sort of sitting on a beach on a holiday, you've generally got a break, and you get a weird mail in your inbox and you're on your phone, and you see it's from that Steve guy.
Uh-huh.
And it was saying, just like, I know you don't want to hear from me, but I'd like to thank you. I was a bad thing in the industry, and I was better, I was gone. It took me a while to see that. I hope you're in a better place now. Who wants to go next?
So Julie decides, like, everyone was really nice and, you know, made her feel like maybe she should try doing stuff, so she sort of asks Lainey for advice and tries writing something, and then realizes, like, comics aren't what she's supposed to be doing. She just thought maybe it was because that's what her hero was, but maybe she needs to find her own things. So she, like, gets in a writing workshop, and she's just, she doesn't know what she wants to write, but she wants to make something that will matter so much that maybe someone will, like, try to break the world apart to make it realer.
Come back to you in a minute. I'll give you your second note. Max?
I don't want to be solely responsible. Let's run the company together. Now let's bring everybody else in.
That's a hard cut to a cooperative. And, like, the company name is, like, Too Many Characters Limited.
I pretend to be really mad about it, but I love it.
Yeah. And your business card comes back. Everyone gets your business cards. The way from what your business card is, you didn't ask for this. But somehow there's, like, some... You complain to the printer because it kind of spooks you out. But your business card comes back with black with silver lining. You didn't ask for this. And it reflects and you see your face in it and reminds you who you are. Who's next?
I am not penciling and inking and coloring.
Bum, bum, bum.
No more crowd scenes ever again.
Never, not even once, but holy hell do I give love to those covers.
Nice.
That is beautiful covers. And it's like you kind of, and your covers get better. That's the thing, it's like you find out that the inking and the string, and there's a kind of, you end up like, despite, you know, the hand is...
And if we're co-op, I can actually have health insurance.
Yes.
And actually get OT.
Yeah. You, and I, like, you know, just say it's an ongoing condition.
Yeah.
But, like, you find your way, there's ways, the way you work around it, you're working very...
If
your
you
work
have enough
really,
time to rest, you can not make it worse.
Yeah. And, like, it's really, there's a sort of energy to your covers now, and it's weird, it's like, it takes a few years for people to realise how much energy is in there, and eventually you, hard cut to on stage at the best winning the best covers at the Eisners, and for, you have a series of covers which are all just beautiful, like no characters, just settings, and they have behind you, they've got a picture of that amber forest, that perfect skull.
And they beat Jen Bartel.
Oh,
and so Jen Bartel comes up backwards saying,
well,
"No, I'm glad you won."
Actual hero.
Yes. Lainey. So Jen Patel's now been in an RP dream.
Wow.
Love to you, Jen.
I'm only saying that because Jen won.
I almost put that as Kira's hero.
No, Jen was great because Jen was like completely like, everyone else is so amazing. So, you know, she's wonderful.
Lainey gets a wild haircut for the first time in her life. Lainey reads her contract. Never done before.
Nice.
And I don't know if there may be signs of trouble ahead because Lainey, who is not typically a drinker or an indulger, may experiment a little bit just because it, like, having your characters talk back just that once was awfully fun.
Hmm.
But back to it, back to the book, and brings Yorn back, yeah.
And it was like the No, that's the weird thing. And it comes back really easy. Form actually works really well as a character. And there's a kind of there's a twitchy darkness to your work there. And there's something like really weird. And Fawn ends up like becoming this like a puckish character. And like he always seems out of control, but you know, somehow satisfactorily not entirely out of control, because he's there. Anyway, for Julie, years down the line, like literally 20 years down the line, you're really successful, like literally you found an interesting way to work. And your agent gets on the phone one day and it says, like, okay, I know this probably isn't your sort of thing. I know this isn't where your career's ever been, but I kind of had a weird thinking about your writing. Like, you ever heard of that old comic called The Chronicle? Because, like, we've just got the rights and I think you'll be the perfect person to adapt it. And we hard cut there. Thank you for playing Di.
Nice.
I think the answer to the question, can I run it in the hour, is no.
I knew that was coming, so I knew.
Would you be able to share this recording with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, that was great.
I now have to face the guy.
It's totally sacrilegious to like paint on the guy.
That's fun.
I know. Look at this. I wrote.